either sometimes called an armory or a clothes press or a wardrobe. The park, you had just one story in your house, and all the rooms. What about the space above the area? And the room where the cooking is done?
That's the kitchen.
All right. And a little room sometimes in the kitchen, something like closet where you can store your house room, or something like that.
Broom closet or something like that.
Yeah, it's something you might put cans in.
No, I have done half one.
Well, you know the term either safe or pantry?
Pantry, yeah, I've heard that.
Okay. What did you call that little building off the house?
Well, let's call it the little house. I don't know why we call it that.
Yeah, that's good. What do you store in there?
Everything. We've got canned goods in there and tools and parts of a lawnmower and just old appliances that no longer any good.
What would you like to call? You have one name you might use for all that stuff together.
Junk.
Okay. And a woman goes around the house every morning. Every morning, my mother does what? She
dusts.
But just a general kind of food dusting and.
Mm-hmm. Setting up the house.
Okay. And if we're talking, thing you sweep the floor with is a
broom.
And if it's talking about the room, and say this were open, and it were back here, you might say the broom is
behind the door.
And on Monday, women traditionally did what?
They did their wash on Monday.
Okay, and on Tuesday, they did their. All right, and one word together meaning both of those things. Well, if you're going to send your clothes out
to the cleaners,
you might send them to the cleaners, and you might send them to
the laundry.
Now, do you have any other names for a porch? You mentioned the porch. Would you call them all porches, whether they were covered or not? Or would you use them special?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we all call them a porch.
All right, and you said you come up to the porch, you come up the steps.
Uh-huh.
What would you call it inside a house?
Stairs.
Okay. Do you know a name for something, an old term, to a damp cloth used for wiping the floor?
No.
Well, if the door were open and you didn't want it that way, you might tell someone.
To close it. Yeah. All
right. And on the side of a frame house, something they nail up, keep a protective building?
Weatherboarding.
Exactly. Say, I'm going to get in my car and
drive.
Okay. Yesterday I
drove.
And many times I have.
Yeah.
That's it. Okay. And the outer part of the house is the rain falls on. It's a
roof.
All right. And around the roof, the thing that the water falls into is the
gutter. All
right. And how about the thing that comes down to the ground?
Call it the downspout.
Okay. If you have a house with a roof but with several feet, what would you call that? If you know that, maybe your house doesn't have it, but somehow it's got more than one seat. Have you ever had to do that? You have to thin the leaves out of that lower part? You know what you call that?
You're not talking about the gables?
Yeah, between the gables.
Oh, no, I wouldn't know.
If there's a big hill and somebody has to walk down, there's down in the
valley.
Yeah. Have you ever heard that term used on a roof? Okay. Before they had indoor plumbing, people used to have
plumbing. Outhouses.
All right. Any other terms you've heard of that? Jocular terms or you ever heard of plumbing and all that type of
I've heard them called back houses. What's the matter?
Okay.